Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Inside Edition ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Just released, the 911 calls from the school shooting.
Active shooter, he shot the windows out to enter the school.
And new video, the fleeing kids.
They had the look of fear in their eyes.
Then, home invasion.
Please, someone just broke in my house and they shot my husband.
Have cops crack the case.
I'm freaking out really bad right now.
And the Gwyneth Paltrow trial. The optometrist pummeled on the stand. And what made Gwyneth throw her hands up in exasperation.
As the case goes to the jury.
Plus, talk about fastball.
You have just 2 minutes between innings to grab a snack and get back to your seat.
Then, remember her? The Wonder Woman who beat back her assailant in the gym.
Take the inside. Smash.
Look where we found her today.
Ready, strike.
Boom. Self-defense class. And not again.
I can't breathe.
They've just charged the 7 officers.
Plus, the bride trolled for having her wedding party work out with her the morning of the wedding. Now, Inside Edition with Deborah Norville.
Hello, everybody, and thank you for joining us. A crowd of people demanding change to gun laws swarmed the Tennessee State Capitol today, urging lawmakers to act immediately in the wake of Monday's tragic school shooting in Nashville. The demonstration comes as police have released the 911 calls placed from inside the school, and they are chilling. You can hear the gunshots as a teacher pleads for cops to hurry. Stephen Fabian reports.
They are the panicked 911 calls.
Active shooter, Covenant Presbyterian Church. He shot the windows out to enter the school. You see broken glass.
Is the suspect still there that you're aware of, sir?
All right, we know he's still there. We didn't go up close to the place. Did you see the shooter?
All I saw was a man holding an assault rifle shooting through the door.
You can hear the shock and panic in their voices as they describe the suspect, Audrey Hale, who identifies as transgender.
She had a vest on and an assault rifle.
He was last seen in the second grade hallway?
The second grade hallway is on the upstairs.
Listen to a teacher whispering as she and her students hide out in a closet in art class.
I hear another shot.
You did?
I'm hearing more shots. Please hurry, I'm hearing you.
They're coming, they're coming. But just try to stay quiet. We've got a lot of help coming to you, okay?
And a 911 call from one of shooter Audrey Hale's best friends reveals she was put on hold as she tried to alert authorities about disturbing texts from Hale, including this. You'll probably hear about me on the news after I die. This is my last goodbye. I love you.
I've been on hold for so long. I received a very, very weird message from a friend on Instagram. I think it's like a suicidal thing. I called the suicide hotline, and they told me to call the sheriff's department. The sheriff's department told me to call you guys. So I'm just trying to see. I just don't want it on my conscience if somebody can go check on her.
It was just 15 minutes before the shooting began. And there is heartbreaking new video as frightened children flee the Nashville school shooter. One teacher turns back to pick up a terrified little girl.
They had the look of fear in their eyes.
The video was shot by James Hoffman, who heard gunshots and stopped to help.
I slammed on my brakes automatically, jumped out of the car, put my arms up in the air, and started waving to stop all the traffic so I could let them across the road.
And the sister of one of the hero cops who took down the shooter is speaking to Inside Edition. Deanna DeHart couldn't be prouder of her little brother, Nashville police officer Michael Collazo, whose courage is earning praise across America.
To do what he had to do and to be forced to do it and to be put in a position where he didn't have a choice, it's hard. I learned a lot about my brother again, how amazing he actually is, how selfless he is, how brave he is, and not only him, the people that he surrounds himself with.
The tragedy is reigniting America's gun control divide. Hundreds of parents and students held a protest at the Tennessee State Capitol. Lawmakers ran a gauntlet of protesters demanding tougher gun control. Yesterday, a former pastor at the school told Inside Edition that he heard the shooter was being counseled by the current pastor, Chad Scruggs, and he may have been targeted. The school is denying that today, calling the information inaccurate and based on hearsay. Singer Sheryl Crow performed at a solemn vigil in memory of the slain. What?
This was the deadliest school shooting in the United States since last May, when the massacre in Uvalde, Texas, left 21 people dead. The Gwyneth Paltrow ski crash case is now in the hands of the jury. Closing arguments from both sides were delivered today, but not before Paltrow's accuser was called back to the stand to face some tough questions.
Gwyneth Paltrow's accuser on the hot seat. Retired optometrist Harry Sanderson was called back to the stand where he got a grilling from Paltrow's attorney.
All of these pictures are from your personal Facebook after the collision.
The jury was shown dozens of photos from Sanderson's social media taken after the collision, and he was quite the world traveler.
Did you go to Peru?
Yes.
Visit Machu Picchu?
Yes.
Walk the Golden Trail?
Yes.
Costa Rica. Did you do a zip line?
Same trip, yes.
Did you go to Europe, visit Netherlands, Germany, Switzerland, Italy, France, Belgium?
With my daughter, Jenny, yes.
After the ski accident, why did you travel?
It was part of the healing process. I was told by several neurologists and cognitive therapists, get back to your routine. The sooner you can do that, the better you'll be.
Today, for closing arguments, every seat in the courtroom was taken. Paltrow took some time for a little stretching while waiting for proceedings to begin.
You can't cause a crash when you're hit from behind.
Causing Paltrow to throw up her hands as if to say, so why are we here? At one point, Paltrow's attorney pointed directly at Sanderson.
He hit her. He hurt her. And then he asked her for $3 million for the pleasure. That is not fair.
And Paltrow's fashion continues to heat up the headlines, and so does everything about the trial. The best show on television is Gwyneth Paltrow's ski accident trial, says Vanity Fair. And this from BuzzFeed. I hope Gwyneth Paltrow's ski crash trial never ends.
In the end, Sanderson, who says Paltrow hit him, was only allowed to seek $300,000 in damages, not the $3 million. Paltrow is asking for a symbolic $1 judgment plus legal fees. It all started with the sounds of breaking glass in the middle of the night, and it ended with the husband who went to investigate being shot dead. Now, 3.5 years after the horrific crime, cops have made an arrest. Amber Cogliano reports.
A loving dad shot dead, defending his family in a midnight home invasion.
Help me, please. Someone just broke in my house and just shot my husband.
Now cops believe they have finally cracked the case. It happened in 2019. 29-year-old Brenton Estorf and his wife Angelina were in bed in Katy, Texas.
His children were also asleep. Then Estorf heard the smashing of windows. At least two intruders were inside the house. Shots rang out. Then his wife called 911.
Is your husband breathing?
I don't know. I'm so scared to walk over there. They shot him. He's making gurgling sounds. Baby, are you okay? babe, are you okay? How long before the cops are here?
They're on the way.
I don't know what to do.
They're on the way.
Okay.
The 911 operator tries to get details.
Is the person that shot your husband, is he still there?
No, I don't think so, but I'm so scared I can't walk over to my husband.
Where was he at in the house?
We were laying down in bed. We were asleep. I'm freaking out really bad right now.
Did they break in or did they shoot through the window?
I don't know. I just heard glass shattering, and then my husband jumped up and took off after him. And started shooting. How many?
He was murdered on his 29th birthday. In his home, in front of his family.
The slaying and now the arrest are also big news in Australia, where the dead man is from.
Brenton was at home with his wife, his two young children when this has happened, an absolute tragedy.
His devastated widow spoke to Australian TV.
Come to daddy.
He was an amazing father.
Guess what?
My kids are going to grow up without their dad.
Today, cops announced the arrest of 21-year-old Jaden Ezra Carpy.
Any other suspects? Anybody else?
We believe there's additional suspects, yes.
Police reportedly believe the home invaders targeted the wrong house in a case of mistaken identity. On a much lighter note, play ball. Today's opening day for Major League Baseball, and those words are music to the ears of fans across the country. But this year, there are some big changes to the game to make it move faster. The game is different, and so is the amount of time you've got to get your favorite food. Les Trent went to the ballpark.
The countdown is on at ballparks across America for the pitchers and for snacks. The pitcher is on the clock. He has 15 seconds to throw the ball, 20 seconds if there's a runner on base. It's all in an effort to make the game move faster, but it also means less time for peanuts and Cracker Jack.
A quicker game means if you want to grab a hot dog or a beer, you better hustle. You have just 2 minutes between innings to grab a snack and get back to your seat.
The Mariners in Seattle have brought in grab-and-go stations. Grab a beer, scan your credit card, and be back in your seat in 90 seconds. And there's lots of new food to try. At Yankee Stadium, they've got the number 99 burger, named for their big star, number 99, Aaron Judge.
It smells amazing.
It's two patties of Wagyu beef with caramelized onions on a brioche bun. The price tag, $19.99.
Take a bite! Take a bite!
And they're making just 99 of them every game.
It looks amazing.
It's delicious.
And today, Aaron Judge showed that he deserves a delicious burger named in his honor.
That one's driven to center field and deep.
He hit a home run on his first at-bat on opening day.
See ya! A home run for Judge! 1-0.
I'm a Mets fan, and I think that's pretty cool. And here's a fun fact. It's estimated 22 million hot dogs are sold every year at Major League ballparks. Another set of arrests in connection with an alleged police brutality case. This was in California. Seven California Highway Patrol officers and a nurse have been charged with involuntary manslaughter following the death of a motorist in police custody. His last words were, "I can't breathe." The incident happened 2 months before George Floyd was killed, but is only now resulting in charges. Jim Murray has the story, and we warn you, this video is also upsetting.
Criminal charges for the officers involved in the shocking death of a suspect in police custody. Edward Bronstein, a father of five, was pulled over for suspicion of driving under the influence. A short time later, the California Highway Patrol obtained a warrant to draw his blood. But then he starts questioning the officers in this video recorded by a CHP supervisor.
It's a court order. It's a court order.
The suspect continues to argue.
You're bringing the fight to this, not us.
I'm not fighting at all.
Then have a seat and provide your arm. This is your last opportunity.
An officer warns Bronstein he will go face down on the mat if he doesn't cooperate. Then, at least five officers surround him as a nurse stands by to draw blood. One officer puts his knee on the suspect's back. Bronstein shouts, "I can't breathe," at least 10 times.
I can't breathe! I can't breathe! I can't breathe!
Officers tell him to relax, but a minute later, Bronstein falls silent. Later, CPR is started, but it's too late. He dies at the scene.
The incident happened at CHP headquarters in Altadena, California, 3 years ago. But it's only now that prosecutors have charged seven California Highway Patrol officers and a nurse with involuntary manslaughter.
The LA County coroner said the death was caused by acute methamphetamine intoxication during restraint by law enforcement. Critics say the deadly outcome is chillingly similar to that of George Floyd and this month's tragedy at a psychiatric hospital in Virginia, where sheriff's deputies and employees who've denied wrongdoing pinned a patient to the floor where he lay motionless and died.
You would think that, you know, with all this going on across the country, that you would do things differently.
The CHP sent us a statement. They say they are sad that Edward Bronstein died in their custody. They call it a tragedy, and they say they take utmost seriousness this case. Meantime, an attorney for the nurse's employer says the nurse did not cause or contribute to Bronstein's death.
Next, remember her? The Wonder Woman who beat back her assailant in the gym.
Take the inside, smash.
Look where we found her today.
Ready, strike,
boom. Self-defense class. Plus, the bride trolled for having her wedding party work out with her the morning of the wedding. And Top Gun Tom Brady. Inside Edition with Deborah Norville. We'll be right back.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Closed caption sponsorship for Inside Edition is brought to you by...
When you're ready to go, but static says, whoa. Try Bounce Lasting Fresh Dryer Sheets. More freshness, more softness, less static, less wrinkles. Yeah, it's the sheet. Bounce Lasting Fresh Dryer Sheets. It's the sheet.
Tom Brady proves he's a real maverick.
It's Top Gun Tom Brady. The retired quarterback hit the beach with his former teammate, Rob Gronkowski, playing football in the Bahamas. Tom and his buddies recreated the now iconic beach scene from the blockbuster film Top Gun Maverick. They all look to be having a great time on the sand, just like in the film.
And remember this gal who fought off an attacker inside her gym? Now she's helping others learn how to fight back.
She grabs around the head.
She's the brave young lady known across America as Wonder Woman after fighting off an attacker at the gym.
I go to grab.
Look where we found her today, helping other women learn self-defense.
Boom, inside.
Right, boom, frame.
24-year-old Nashali Alma was working out at the gym in her apartment complex in Tampa when the assailant, a fellow tenant in the building, tried to grab her.
And he kept coming towards me, so we ended up over here around the bench where he was on the other side here. We're going back and forth. You know, I was trying to create some space.
She's chased to the other side of the gym where she whacks the dude with her phone. Even when wrestled to the gym mat floor, she never gives up.
I wasn't fearful. It was more like, I won't let this man touch me. It was just all instinct. React to it, fight back, be vocal, fight.
They go out of frame, and here's what you didn't see.
So we get pushed off the camera, and this is where he tries to put me in a chokehold. And I wiggled out of that, and I was able to elbow him in the face, and I grabbed his beard hairs, and I can see that he's hurt. So that's when I was able to get up, and I just ran out the door.
The guy looks totally wiped out.
Up kick, boom.
Now Noshley has teamed up with UFIT Gyms and instructor Jason Bleistein, an expert in Krav Maga, the Israeli martial art.
When you're in these situations, you know, a lot of people freeze. But if you take these classes, you gain the confidence, gain the empowerment to fight back.
When she ran, she put a bench between, you know, her and the attacker and used obstacles, which we teach all the time. She was making it very clear, get off of me.
This woman says seeing the video inspired her to sign up for the class.
I appreciate all that you did, and I'm sorry for what you went through.
Thank you.
Nachli's attacker has pled not guilty to sexual battery. We'll be right back.
Still to come, the bride trolled for having her wedding party work out with her the morning of the wedding.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than just a car or a house. It's the four wheels that get you where you're going and the four walls that welcome you home. When you combine auto and home insurance with Amica, we'll help protect it all. And the more you cover, the more you can save. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
It was a big misunderstanding. People thought this newlywed made her bridesmaids work out with her on her wedding day.
It was a picture-perfect wedding, so why did this beautiful bride end up being trolled on social media? The accusation? Making her bridesmaids work out on her wedding day. Say what?
So what's the problem?
I know, I'm not exactly sure.
Kennedy Hart shared the video on TikTok. There she is up front in a white workout outfit. This is my worst nightmare. I'm doing the opposite of this on my wedding morning. Go just a few comments. Now the workout bride wants to set the record straight. First things first, she's a fitness instructor.
In the article, it was like, oh, Bridezilla, she forced her bridesmaids to work out, which like, wasn't the case at all. The only people, like, I had told my workout class that I was like, oh, I'm gonna keep my class on my wedding day. And that's when I had a few bridesmaids reach out to me and they were like, hey, we'd love to come.
What do you want to say to people who hated this?
It's my wedding day. I wanted to do what I love doing.
Feel the burn, haters.
And we wish her a very happy married life. When we come back, a showstopper at the zoo. Finally today, this video from the Los Angeles Zoo is bananas.
This chimp is a real ham. Watch as he gets the crowd to break into a round of applause.
And that's Inside Edition.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Inside Edition ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
Get one of the most successful broadcasts in television history on your schedule with the 60 Minutes podcast. Hard-hitting investigative reports, news, and culture maker interviews and in-depth profiles are waiting for you in every episode. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.